Give it up.
blogtalkradio.com. Phone lines are open, everyone. This is Lady Diva on air. Please call in at 657-383-0771. Hey, Miss Carol Hatchett is with me this evening. Hello, Miss Hatchett.
Hi, how are you?
All right, all right. Give it up, turn it loose. What's up with that? What's up with that?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Yes, that's us. Bella Brown and the Jealous Lovers doing a rendition of Give It Up or Turn It Loose by James Brown. Yeah.
All right.
So funky.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It brings back that old vibe, that comfortness, that old school vibe everybody's been thriving and thirsting for. Thank goodness you to come back round and give us the folks of the grown and sexy that vibe again. Where are you calling
from, Carol? I'm calling from Los Angeles. I'm calling from out here in sunny Los Angeles, California.
All right, fans, call on in. Call on in. Phone lines are open. So tell us how your music career journey began and about Bella Brown and the Jealous Lovers.
Yeah, you know, I am originally from Chicago, Illinois, born and raised, and I came out to Los Angeles to pursue, at that particular time, a career in dance, particularly commercial dance, like music videos and touring and things like that. So mm-hmm. I came out, I danced for, had a great career dancing and a lot of the music videos and things like that. It was so much fun and a lot of great artists that I was, had the chance to work with. And then I decided I was going to take the next step, which was to add on to my career, a singing career. And so I started a band and just moved on from there, adding my dance career connections and influence and putting that into a new band in Los Angeles. And just it's been, ongoing years of adding on and reinventing. And I've worked my way up to Bella Brown and the Jealous Lovers, which is, another incarnation of inclusion of all the experiences I've been having in Los Angeles over the years that I've been here. So it's been a wonderful experience. And, it's inclusive of the music I grew up listening to in Chicago, my dad's a singer. And I was raised on gospel music and R&B and soul and funk. And so that's just in my blood. That's always the music that I grew up listening to. So much so that I didn't really realize it until I started this project that I was like, wow, this is just secondhand to me. It just, it feels really good to visit that music again. It's really a part of who I am. So, yeah, that's how Bella Brown and the Jealous Lovers came about. It's just an evolution of self, I think.
Okay, well, thank you for that information. Thank you. So what is your inspiration? What is your inspiration to keep your motivation, the music, being creative and all?
You
and the band.
For one thing, I want to say I'm surrounded by amazing musicians all the time. I mean, when they say you come out to the West and you run into the best, it's absolutely true. And it's just been, not that there aren't great musicians all over the world, but in my experience in being here, I've just had the opportunity to work with the best musicians, which is a motivator within itself. It's just like, the level of excellence that I'm surrounded by, predominantly most of the time. It's really wonderful and motivating and exciting, and it keeps you, on the quest to keep, growing and reinventing. So I've been surrounded by great musicians. I absolutely love what I do. Again, an evolution of self. I came out here dancing to Los Angeles, and then I added on the singing. And, of course, intermittently in between that, I've had a lot of experience in other things, movies, television, theater. Touring, these things. So, again, a collection of all the experiences that I've had have led me to where I am right now, and circling back to the music that I love, that I grew up on.
Are you still doing musicals? Are you still dancing and acting still?
Absolutely. Absolutely. As they say in LA,
yeah.
I'm taking every gig. I'm taking all gigs. I'm not turning down any opportunities not letting any grass grow under my feet. Yeah. I've done the last musical I did was a Janis Joplin musical.
Oh,
wow. Which I played, three to four different characters, which were aspects of her career, you know, the blues and, and her influences by, Bessie Smith and the like. So that was really a great experience in theater and a great education in an artist that I didn't necessarily connect to at a younger age. But I feel absolutely connected to it right now, after studying her work. And so I've gotten a chance to do some theater, television, movies. It's been wonderful. Cannot complain. And, I'm still on my journey. So excited.
Wow. Yes. That's really a nice life experience. Thank you for that information. How many horns is in your band?
Okay. So let's see. I'm going to confess that I don't arrange horns. That's my trusty partner in crime, Daniel Pearson, who is the producer, engineer, horn arranger, music man of the project, Daniel Pearson, and he is from Chicago too, born and raised, and we are partners in crime creating this music. And the horn section that he created there was really, we were trying to be reminiscent of 70s soul and funk. And really get that vintage sound, which is what we were chasing after. And that's why we picked an artist to cover like James Brown, one of the greats, to just kind of pattern ourselves after what is that sound? What is, so, we've got, trumpet, saxophone, a Barry sax in there, which you don't really hear some of these, arrangements with these types of horns these days, in pop type of thing.
Yeah.
So it's a unique sound that we were chasing, and we hope we got it right. We're trying to be true to the game, as they say.
You kind of remind me of Tina Turner as well. Has anybody ever told you that?
That is an honor. And at one point when I was assistant choreographer to Tony Basil, who was a really one of my mentors out here in Los Angeles, has been since I came here. I had a chance to assistant choreographer for Tina Turner's show.
Wow.
And I met her. She was she is amazing. She is exceptional. She is everything. Got a chance to work with her, one-on-one, up close and personal, and she's just, she's one of a kind. She's an original.
Right.
And
right.
So, yes, I'm incredibly flattered by that,
thank you all for that information. Wow. So I would like to play another one of your songs. Let's play One Way Lover. Is there a brief story behind the title of this track here?
Yeah, I wrote this song many years ago, and when we decided to record it, I thought, man, wouldn't it be great if I could get some of that grit, some of that soul, to pop out there, and some of that, that torch soul, that love, that deep love. I'm really hoping that comes across here, too. That's pretty much the motivation behind this one.
Well, you got me on this one. You did a very good job, you and the band. Here is One Way Lover. Phone lines are open, everyone. Call in.
From the very start. see through you. Blew my mind. Did you think I would never learn your lie?
Out of time.
Forgive me if I don't cry.
Exciting, yeah.
Yes. So, do you have any scheduled performances coming up in any cities or in your city where you at? You could tell us about.
Well, you know, we don't have anything scheduled right this moment because we just finished a couple of shows at the Mint in Los Angeles, and the Mint is a really, really fine venue that, you know. We did a couple of live shows and had really great response to. It's another old school venue that's been around for quite some time. It really fits the color of our project here.
Right.
So we don't really have that coming up right now, but we have some. We're going to schedule some for the first of the year, and we're excited about that because we're going to be adding some new music to it. So it's just us, you know, kind of, you know, upgrading and revamping and adding on to what we've had. You know, we this latest project, Get Mine, is the title of the EP that we put out last year,
okay,
2018. And so it had 5 tracks on it, you know. And we're going to put out another EP and continue to add on original music, you know, to the project. And we're very excited about that. We're, you know, we're in the studio now just grinding it out, going, what are people responding to? What do they dig? You know, what's really getting through, you know, because, you know, that's what you do music for. You want to communicate and connect. And
yes.
That's why it's so great to hear feedback. Very excited.
Well, I'm excited to know, when is this new music project coming around? Will it be the end of this year or beginning of next year?
it's going to be a 2020, you know, extravaganza.
All right, now
we are going to open up the new year with some new music and some live shows. I love, absolutely love doing live shows. You know, I get to incorporate everything about me as an artist into live shows. This is, you know, that was the whole, you know, kind of picture that we try to put out there, is that, you know, we love doing recordings and we have great a time in the studio creating the music, but we really love getting out there too and being out there amongst the folks and actually connecting, you know,
right,
with everyone. So yeah, 2020, we're going to drop some new music and do some live shows and add on in response to a lot of, you know, the feedback that we're getting right now.
Right, right. Well, thank you all for that information. Wow. So I would like for you, Carol Hatchett, of the Bella Brown and Jealous Lovers, to give your website information and the social media pages that you're on. Go right ahead.
Okay, yeah, you know, we've got an EPK, which is an electronic kind of press kit page up that's got all of our information on one page. We've decided that, you know, instead of having folks looking all around, we'll just have them go to Bella Brown and the Jealous Lovers.com. That's BellaBrown. And
all right,
the Jealous Lovers.com. And you know, you can find us on Facebook, Bella Brown and the Jealous Lovers, and you can find us on Instagram, BBJL Music. It's we're everywhere. We're trying
yes.
to be found.
I see. Yes, because it was like y'all just fell out of nowhere to me, and I just did my research, and I'm like, gosh, where you been all my life? So, y'all are everywhere. Easy to find. So listeners out there, get on it. Get on it. I would like to play another track song. This one's called Shake. So what is up with this one, Shake? That's a lot of energy in that one.
I know. Isn't it a great song? Originally written by Sam Cooke, you know,
yes.
one of our great soul singers, and it's been redone a few times, you know, but it has so much energy. And again, I'm a singer, dancer, songwriter, choreographer, entertainer type person, and I thought, man, this is great. So we redid it, and I'm like, this is the opener for the live performance. It really gets everybody up and moving, and it's a great, you know, it's one of those great set the party off type songs. So
Well, here is Shake, everyone. Phone lines are still open. Call in.
it now. Come on, baby, gotta have it now. Shake, shake it in the morning. Shake, shake, shake it in the evening. Shake it all night long. Shake it all night long. Shake, shake it all night long. Come on, shake it all night long. Yeah, in the morning, shake it. Yeah, in the evening, you shake it.
See y'all on stage coming out doing that. I'm already standing up joining.
I know.
So,
right. I'm
yeah.
bouncing around right now.
Perfect. Just perfect. Perfect. So I would like to ask you, you and your band do community events based on your talent? Do you support organizations? Do you set up any community events in your community in the city where you live at?
That's a really great question. At the present time, we don't have any specific events that we are contributing to and supporting. You know, we have a few friends who have, you know, community projects that they're involved in, and we've been talking with them about, you know, possibly being the musical talent that supports, you know, some of the live events and bringing the folks out and, you know, getting to know the community a little bit more. That's a really great question, and we definitely plan to be involved with some, you know, more future community events that start to happen around. We love to connect. That's really, really my goal in life in general is to connect on as many levels as I can. So that's a great question. And the next time we talk, I'm going to have some specific events for you. We are
all
working
right
on that.
All right. Thank you for that information. Thank you. You're more than welcome to give a shout out to all the persons that have supported you on your journey up until the present time. Go right ahead, Carol.
Oh, man, that list is incredibly long. I'm trying to figure out which way to give it to you here. I have so many mentors and really great people who have supported my career as long as I've been in Los Angeles. And I, you know, have to shout out to, you know, Nancy Tynowitz and Tony Basil and Sheila E., all really great friends of mine and really great mentors of mine, and have supported me in so many ways here. And also I have to give a shout out to my band. You know, I'm going to shout out all their names. It's just a great collective of live players that have contributed to the project: Kurt Biscara, Taku Hirano, Matt Rohde, Lee Thornburg, Ron Jubla, Kat Dyson, Jamila Ford, Fred Crone, and Chris Bailey. These are all great musicians. And I want to express the fact that you really can never do anything alone. So having these great musicians contribute their talent to the collective of Bella Brown and the Jealous Lovers has been nothing but a gift and nothing but a blessing. So I'm shouting out to my band. I'm shouting out to all my mentors. I'm shouting out to family and friends.
Hey, now.
Been supportive also, you know, again, you can't do anything by yourself. And it's really wonderful to have support throughout the journey. So thank you.
Well, let's give an applause for all those who have supported you in your journey and they're still doing it. How about that?
Yeah,
how about that?
Thank you.
Yeah,
that's cool.
How about that? All right. So what is that ultimate desire, Carol, of which you wish your fans to get out of this new EP? That ultimate desire?
Yeah, that music is love and music is powerful. And that music is, in my point of view, one of the best ways to communicate and connect. And just in hearing some music and feeling like you want to bounce around to it, or feeling like, oh, man, that connects with an emotion that I'm feeling or that I want to express, all of that is love and all of that is what I dream of one day to be the way that we all communicate with one another all over the world. I've traveled around the world on tours and have visited many different countries and met many different people, many different languages. And in those travels, it's been me and the music, whether it's my music or another artist's music. That's been the level of communication, and that's been wonderful. And that's been my view of how to make the world a better place is to connect through music. So every song I write, every show I do, I'm thinking that exact thing. I'm like, hey, you know, no matter where I am, let's talk, let's communicate. And I do receive that, and that's a blessing. And so that's what I hope people are getting from me and Bella Brown and the Jealous Lovers and any music that they experience from me in my travels on any gig I'm doing is love and music.
Wow. Thank you for that information. Thank you. So I would like to ask you, what motivates you to keep going, keep doing it?
You know what? My father asked me that the other day. He said, you are still moving. And I said, you know what? It's, again, I really enjoy what I do. And what I do is multifaceted. In terms of every day, I get the opportunity to work with new people. And just like you, you know, I get a call, you know, from Brenda Moss, and she's like, come and do my show. I'm like, wow, I didn't see that coming. It's very exciting to have these types of days where, you know, you branch out and you stretch out and you didn't see it coming, and it's all wonderful. So that's a motivator, you know. It really is.
Yeah. Thank you for that information. Thank you. You're always welcome to come back. thank you for taking out your time in a day to sit down and come on air. There are curious listeners out there who want to know who you are, what you're about. They listening to your music now, enjoying it. They want to know more about you, where you're at, what you're getting ready to do, what you're getting into.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give your website information again, please?
Yes. Bella Brown and the Jealous Lovers .com, BellaBrown and the Jealous Lovers .com. And we have email. You can, you know, drop me an email, drop us an email, let us know what you think about the music, the tracks, you know, what you want to hear, because again, we're still working on the music. Drop us an email at bbjlmusic@gmail.com. You know, and please love hearing from folks. I love feedback. I love it. I love hearing the songs that you dig. And if you're like, ah, man, like you said, you remind me of this person. What do you think about that? You know, I love those. I love all those ideas. And I'd love to hear from you guys.
That's a lot of energy, coming out from a lot of folks around the world. And you got my energy. You got me.
I appreciate it.
And everybody, y'all can catch her on Facebook, all over Facebook, on IG. I don't know about Twitter. Are you on Twitter as well?
My name is on Twitter, Carol Hatchett One, all one word.
Okay.
And you can tweet me, and I'll respond to anything that you send my way. Yeah, please.
Yeah, I got you pinned on my Twitter page right at the top.
Okay.
As soon as y'all get on Twitter, she is pinned on top with this link. If anybody missed the show, you're more welcome to still listen to it. The show is recording. So any words of encouragement, Carol, you would like to give to folks out here? Any advice from your experience and your journey you would like to give? Words of encouragement?
Absolutely. You know, it might sound cliche, but I am a believer of don't stop, never give up, and hold on to your dreams. Don't let anyone, you know, say anything negative or take anything away from you. You know, like I said, I'm born and raised from Chicago, Illinois. And I'm from the west side of Chicago, and the saying used to be, you know, glass, no grass type of thing, where it always seemed as if, you know, you were going to have to struggle in order to succeed. And that is true. But I've always felt optimistic about my future and about music and movement and you know, just getting out in the world and meeting folks, and you know, hold on to that optimism, hold on to that as you go throughout the world, as you meet people. Take what you need, throw away what doesn't work. Any negativity, if that doesn't work for you, don't keep it. Move on. And, you know, coming out here to Los Angeles, you know, where, you know, it's competitive and where, you know, you really don't have a great network of support at all times throughout your career, because it's a roller coaster ride, right?
Yeah.
Just like life. Being in the entertainment business is a roller coaster ride, you know, but you have to hold on. You have to hold on to yourself. And, you know, and again, if you want to find some motivation, if you want to find some positivity, look towards the music, you know, look towards that music that you grew up on, look towards that music that you listen to get you up, you know, and out into the world, and hold on to that, because that's real. You know, it's you don't see it every day. It's not right in front of your face at all times. But if you have faith, and love and understanding, and hopes and dreams that you really believe in, then it's right there. Maybe underneath the surface sometimes, but it's right there. Hold on to that. So I encourage everyone to continue. Go on. Keep going. I'm having a blast continuing and going on. You know, I'm really thankful for, you know, being able to play my music, you know, and I'm getting all kinds of inquiries, like you said, all over the globe, you know, from, you know, other, you know, people and other entities saying, it's good, we like the music, I hear you, and that's what you have to hold on to. So those are my words of encouragement. Hold on, hang in there.
Thank you so much for that. Thank you for that info. Thank you. Well, we're at the end of our showcase. I will be playing Joy by Bella Brown and the Jealous Lovers. And so thank you so much, Carol Hatchett, for your participation, coming on my platform.
You
are always welcome to come back. I'll be following you to the end of time.
Aww.
And come back with your new music projects, Carol. And
yes,
I'll still be promoting this show on other music outlets all over the internet. So stay tuned.
Fantastic.
And anyone missed the show or is listening, copy and paste the link, pass it on to your friends and family and fans, and stay in tune for more of my shows coming up later this month. This is Lady Diva signing out. Here is Joy by Bella Brown and the Jealous Lovers. Thank you, everyone, for your support. Good night. My heart free. I'm